Okay, let's move on to, let's see, Joseph's calling us from Bremerton. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Very glad you took my call. I want to talk about dementia today, ask some questions about it, get your advice. But the first, a quick unrelated question. About 3 weeks ago, you mentioned a British website that lists almost every book published. Could you
In
give the
English.
name of that website again?
Sure, every book published in the English language. It's called, remarkably, Used Book Search.
Book
And the
search.
Used Book Search. And then .co. And then
Used book.
.uk. Yeah, you
Okay,
got used.
used book search. .co.
.uk.
.uk.
No, .uk.
UK. Oh, I got a wrong K. Okay.
And when I want to
You.
find a book that isn't, it wasn't just published yesterday, but sometimes even they have some that are published 3 weeks ago. But other than that, when I want to find a book, if I'm going to find it in the English language at all, it's there.
Well, it's great to know. I appreciate that. Now, on to dementia. My wife in her latter 70s. She's taking for the last couple of months your products, Remind and Thyroflex. A recent CAT scan showed she had more than moderate brain volume loss. A problem I have with her, well, is that she is sort of pill limited, so I can only get maybe two or three a day of each into her on the average. I cannot give her too many things. I'm going to ask you in a little bit what few very good things you might recommend. I know a few herbs you have talked about. But what I want to do is talk about things that I think might be negative to her loss of brain and what you might, if you tell me the effects of them. For example, I want to talk about alcohol, sweet baking products, and drinking, in my opinion, not enough water. Start with
Okay.
alcohol, that would be fine.
Alcohol in excess definitely can make things worse. Okay, what's in excess? Well, oddly enough, our ancestors seem not to have been all that dumb. And when researchers wanted to know how much wine, how much beer, how much really concentrated alcohol, such as whiskey, how much is bad for us and how much is tolerable, what they found was that, oh my goodness, a beer stein was just the right amount of beer to be drunk with doing no harm, but past that it was a problem. A wine glass, a typical wine glass is okay, but going past one wine glass per day was a problem. And in the whiskey category, yes, a shot glass full was okay and not doing damage, but if we went past that, we had a problem. Now, how our ancestors figured out of that all out without a scientific study, I have no clue. But gee, you know, all of us as an average are probably on the average just about as bright and just about as dumb as all our ancestors were. So they figured it out somehow. And that's the alcohol part, sir. Now, insofar as the sugar, ooh, that's got to go. At the time of King Henry VIII, sugar was so new and so forth that 1 ounce of sugar was worth 1 ounce of gold. No kidding. You can look it up in the history
Yes.
books. But now, oh, we're just poisoning ourselves with this stuff. We should stay, and you know this too, sir. I know you do. Maybe just as your wife is listening here, but we should stay
No,
off
not.
all the refined. Okay, off all the refined sugar altogether. None, zero. Forget it. And that stuff's just got to go if we're going to stay healthy. Now, sir, I just yammered past our break. I'm certainly going to get back to you after the break, but we got this thing called breaks in radio, so hang in there, and we'll get back to you. Okay, let's get back here to Sig. Hi, Sig. Thanks for hanging on
Okay,
there,
yes,
sir.
Joseph.
Now,
Her
oh,
insulin
I'm sorry, to
resistance is somewhat
Joseph. You're
high.
right.
What I'd like to get from you is exactly what the refined sugars and refined starches, like in a lot of these sweet bakery products, do for or against her mind.
Okay. There are many articles published on the higher the insulin goes, the more it damages the brain. And the one that directly makes the insulin go way the heck too high is sugar. Sugar is the worst stimulant there is for insulin, And again, the higher that sugar goes, the more it damages the brain. And that one, you can look that up in PubMed and anywhere else, sir. And so could she if she felt like it. Now, as far as the white flour, that doesn't stimulate insulin as much. But what it does not have are all the nutrients that are needed to metabolize. Whole foods, they just, oddly enough, by nature and creation, usually if they contain something that's bad for us, they also contain other things that help to metabolize that stuff. And the white flour has got all that removed. The germ, the coating of the kernel and so forth, has the B-complex vitamins and so on. So if she's going to use flour at all, it should be whole grain that has everything in it. And if we happen to have in our family type 2 diabetes, even grains aren't so good for us. But if we don't have that in our families, then that's the thing to stick with. Now, you mentioned water, sir. Have you heard of lithium water? Have you heard of lithium water?
I've heard of it, never paid any attention to it.
Well, please go online and look it up. Here's why. Research from Brazil showed that, and this is controlled research, these people over here got dementia, these people over here don't. They're all in the hospital for one reason or another at a retirement wing of a hospital. And the ones who got 300 micrograms, sir, 300 micrograms of lithium a day, it stopped their cognitive decline right there. And what it did not do is improve it from where it got stopped, but it did stop it right there. And the ones who got the water that did not contain lithium, they did not have it to stop. On top of that, there's Japanese research over a million people showing that parts per million of lithium can actually extend longevity. No kidding. So anyway, lithium water has got enough water, lithium in it, to at least help to stop decline. I'd like to get a little more into anybody, but you might look that stuff up, sir, because it's been around for years, and one can buy it online as far as I know.
Yeah, let me ask this then. Urimine has ample quantities, I believe 20 milligrams in 5 capsules.
Yes, but you said she couldn't take very many capsules. That's why I brought up the water.
Yeah, no, she takes 2 or 3 a day of each, because she's limited. I can fire it down and get things into her. Okay, but then drinking regular water. She doesn't drink enough. Possibly because her bladder doesn't have as much control as she'd like. And what is the downside to the brain of inadequate water?
As far as I know, it's not specific to brain. It's just not good for the whole body to get dehydrated. And, well, dehydrated just means things dry out easier and they're going to be damaged and taken away more easily. But I don't think it's brain specific, sir, at the water part.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much, doctor. Much appreciate your products.
Well, thank you, sir, and I'm sorry I got the name wrong there. My fault. Do you do cooking or does she do the cooking?
No, I do more and more of it now.
Are you adding turmeric to it? Remember the provinces in India that have practically no Alzheimer's and they all use turmeric in everything?
I could get that into her when she aches someplace. Yes, turmeric and the curcumin, of course. Other things too. Resveratrol.
Yeah,
green
I'm
tea.
Just
that,
trying
that
to think.
Things, yeah.
There you go, sir. You're really working on it hard.
And I do try to get more of the sage, rosemary, and cumin into her.
Okay.
Sometimes you've got these things in.
What I was bringing up, there are things that can just fit right into the food, but sounds like you're ahead of me. Nice going, sir.
Okay, well, what about acetyl-L-carnitine? I recently heard that could be good.
Dr. Bruce Ames, who came up with that, found it had to be combined with alpha-lipoic acid, and the two of them combined, we were able to, no kidding, rejuvenate older middle-aged rat brains so that the next time they were biopsied after they took the stuff in their rat food, they look like younger middle-aged brains. But it's got to be the combination of not only acetyl-L-carnitine, but alpha-lipoic acid. You'll find that in yet another product called Propel, P-R-O-P-E-L.
That's one that you have?
Yes. And that
okay,
is
good.
That is copied from Italian research, sir. It's in there.
Okay, very fine. I like that. Good. Okay, again, I thank you. I love your show.
Well, thank you, sir, and thank you for listening.